Welcome to Nonfiction Friends, where truth is stranger than fiction. I am joined again this week by Mr. Jonathan and Miss Sarah.
Hi! Hello.
And we had the pleasure of going on an adventure today, and we're going to talk about that. We went to Wild Florida in Kenansville, right? Kenansville?
Yes.
Yes, so we're going to talk about that. What did you guys think about the safari, like in general, overall?
Oh my gosh, I loved it. It was so much fun. It's nice to finally get out of your house after you've been cooped up for so long and feel like you're finally out there in the world again, but still have something cool that you can do while remaining socially distant.
Definitely. Being in the car and seeing all the animals was really amazing. And getting to roll down your window, even with all those smells in there, some of them were really terrible, but it was still so fun.
Some of the smells were definitely intense. You definitely get the real wildlife experience. And also, I learned that I am a big, giant chicken, because every time we came near a scary animal, which none of them were scary, there were no lions or tigers on this safari, but every time we came near something with horns, I was like, everybody roll your car window up. Roll
and I'm like, no, keep your window down, let me shoot this. And you're like, okay.
Yes, you wanted the shot with the camera. I feel like we should clarify, let me shoot this with the camera. We were not big game hunting. Yeah, overall, I thought it was really fun. I think it would be really fun to do with family, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you know what's really great about it is that all the animals are out in the open, so it's not like you have to really search for all the animals. They're, I mean, really right up by your window, literally crossing the road in front of the car.
Yep, it's true. We had that. I posted that image of an emu or something similar.
Aria?
Maybe.
Aria?
Crossing the road right in front of our car, so of course we had to slow down and let the bird pass, whatever bird it was. They also, when you first arrive, after you get your tickets, they give you a scavenger hunt sheet when you're looking for animals, and that was fun to do, right?
That was fun, and it has some great facts about some of the animals, so that we could like see an animal and be like, what one is that, and try and find it in the picture, and then figure out some of its like history and how it fit in or what country it was from. So I thought that was cool. And it's kind of cool to see so many different animals from different continents, like just hanging out together and eating hay in a barn. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. I think we saw the camel with all the wildebeest?
Yes, and the Watusi.
Watusi.
Yes.
With other cattle
and then
goats.
An emu was passing by. Mm-hmm. It was like so many animals all in one small area.
It was really fun.
And it didn't take long to do either. I mean, it says it's about an hour and a half, but I think it took us, even with stopping and going and stuff, it was maybe like 45 minutes.
Yeah, and then you can like go back, and then you can park, and you can do the little alligator area.
The nature preserve.
Yeah, the nature preserve.
Yeah,
you can feed the giraffes. They have a sloth encounter, which we did not do. We were tempted, but it was a $40 per person.
Yeah.
So maybe on a second trip, because oh my gosh, those sloths are really cute.
They are cute.
And it's like a whole day adventure, because not only once you do the safari, you actually get the whole day. You could go through the safari the whole day. And then right at the end, you get to do the giraffe feeding. So you park, the stairs are right there. You get to feed a giraffe, which was so much fun for us.
It was really fun.
Seeing that long tongue come out and go...
That was my favorite part.
The black tongue. It was black.
It was.
Not normal pink tongue.
No. And they tell you not to pet it, which at first I was like, oh my gosh, you have to be crazy. No way would I pet the giraffe. But then when the giraffe is sticking out its tongue, you see its long eyelashes and you think about Jeffrey the giraffe from Toys R Us and you're like, I'm going to pet it. So it's a good thing to remind you, because they are very tempting to pet. They're very cute.
Yeah.
And they come right up to you.
They do.
The giraffe's whole face came in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My favorite part about that was when it saw our phones in our hands. So at first it looked like interested in us. And then it saw that we had phones instead of lettuce. And it made this huffy little, ugh, yuck, and walked away from us.
Not even gonna bother.
Yeah, it was like, I'm walking away from you. Whatever.
What did you guys think about the safety precautions with the whole pandemic going on? Is this something that you would recommend to people who want to stay safe during the pandemic?
Yeah, I think it was great. They had several signs for wearing your masks when you're out of your car. And then if you don't want to, you can just do the drive-through safari and remain in your car the entire time. But honestly, there were not that many people there either. So getting there early like we did would probably be a good idea, because then you reduce the amount of people you're gonna encounter. It's not quite as hot. Mm-hmm. So we didn't really have any moment where I felt unsafe being there. I think they've done a really good job of managing that.
Yeah.
And plus, you saw a lot of the animal caretakers like walking around, and they were cleaning. I saw lots of cleaning today.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And so they do have hand sanitizer stations throughout the park. Mm-hmm. Even on the doing the giraffe, you know, they have it there too. When you go see the birds, some of those more hands-on experiences, mm-hmm. but they do provide that really good, you know, and lots of signs saying social distancing, you know, maintain that 6 feet.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. yeah, just everything you said. It's nice being in your own car to see the animals. You don't have to get out even. And then when you're walking around in the nature park, there was lots of mask required, hand sanitizing stations, maximum capacity, stuff like that. So we all definitely recommend it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. What would you say was your favorite animal that we saw?
Oh,
I don't know.
I love the ankle. It's the Watusi one. It's like an ankle Watusi.
Okay. It's like a cattle type situation.
Yeah, it's like a huge cattle, but their horns are massive. I know. Jonathan, that was the one.
That was the one.
It was coming up to the car, and he's like, no, please, no.
I had the window down. We were also recording a story time, so we had to take some videos, and I almost chickened out. I was like, okay, so we should roll our windows up? And Sarah was like, no, we should keep him down. And I was like,
We'll do it real fast. Real fast. It's very slow.
Only because they're so large. And like in my mind, I'm like in Pamplona and I'm running. But it was not like that at all. It was very calm and chill. Yeah. And did not even approach the car. Looked very bored.
Yeah.
But it is fascinating. I think my favorite, it's the sloth. I love them so much. They have such strange bodies and those long claws, and they move so slow, and they were hanging from the ceiling or napping, and I just thought they were really cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my favorite part was the, what are they called? From Madagascar?
The lemurs.
Lemurs, yeah. I totally just blanked on the word. My favorite part is always the lemurs, because I think they're the most energetic, and they had obviously just been fed, so they were eating things.
Yes.
And it was really cute.
Yeah, they were eating out of a bag. They all had a bag, and it was cute because they were all like digging into the bag.
Like school.
Yes.
Super and then cute.
Also, the gift shop had a lot of great, like, sloth like items. So I really liked that because I love sloths. And so they have, like, t-shirts that are, like, rules of the sloth, nap until noon.
And they had, like, a tea diffuser, and you can use that as, like, it's shaped like a sloth. And
yes!
It was very cute. Yeah.
Coaster, you know, drink coasters in your car.
Yeah.
Wallets. Very cute.
And they had a Jurassic Park that was, like, a Jurassic Park t-shirt, but it had giraffes on it.
It was very funny. And for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a really cute shirt. All right, I've got some facts here about Wild Florida. I've got their mission statement, which says it's provide an unforgettable Everglades experience that promotes a connection with animals while inspiring education and conservation. And some facts about the place in general, they have more than 150 native and exotic animals.
Wow.
Yeah, over 85 acres of untouched landscapes, which is a lot of space for the animals, so that's nice. They have a 2-mile unbeaten path, which we could have hiked today. We didn't do that, of course.
It's a little warm for
this. It was a little hot.
It was hot. Like we said, when you purchase the safari tickets for the drive-through safari, the nature preserve area was included with the ticket. So that was nice, right?
If you're a Florida resident, it's $20 per person. That gets you the safari. It's all day, plus the park, plus the gift shop. And then they also have the grill there.
And they have a gator show, too. We didn't do that.
They do.
Yes,
but they do have a gator
show. And
an
exotic animal one.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's awesome. They do offer animal encounters as well for an extra price, which include encounters with a sloth, a gator, a porcupine, a lemur, and the albino alligator that they had.
They have a lemur encounter?
I know. I really want to do it.
Oh, I wonder how much that one was. I didn't ask about that one.
Yeah, we only asked about the sloth one, just in case. So, like Sarah said, it's $20 for Florida residents per person. It's $15 for children. And their little blurb says that the self-guided tour allows guests to see more than 150 exotic animals and native Florida wildlife with like white-tailed deer, which we saw.
Yes.
Bison, which we also saw. Wildebeest, zebras, watusi, and the oryx, just to name a few. And that they have a massive pond inside, which is a home for all of those nuisance alligators. Which we saw that as well, right?
Oh.
Wait, did you say orcs? Like from Lord of the Rings?
Yes, there were orcs there. You oryx. Don't remember? Yeah.
Oryx.
I heard orcs. I did.
That's cool that they accept nuisance alligators, because sometimes you see an alligator taken away from a neighborhood and you wonder where they end up.
It's true. Yeah, I wonder if that's part of their deal.
Yeah, that was cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it felt like there was lots of room for all the animals. It felt like all of the animals were in as close to a natural habitat as they could possibly be. It wasn't like some places where you go and they're in cages and you kind of feel like, well, this is a great educational opportunity, but at what cost to the animal? I didn't feel that while we were there.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely a lot of land for them to be roaming around and you know, interacting with other animals, and so it was nice to see that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then after you do the safari, you can pop by one of the restaurants and they have a bunch of slushies and things, and you can pop by the gift shop and get some gifties on your way out. Mm-hmm. I thought it was well done. It was fun.
And don't forget that your library card, the Osceola library card, will get you $2 off your food at their cafeteria. So
during the month of September,
during the month of September, for National Library Card sign up month, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so pop by Wild Florida, remember to bring your Osceola library card and get your $2 off your meal while you're there.
Yeah, and if you're looking for more information or how to buy tickets, you can go to wildfloridaairboats.com.
That's right, they have airboats.
Yes.
That would have been fun.
Absolutely.
We didn't get to experience that portion, so maybe another podcast.
Oh. I've done an airboat system before, and I have to say it was rather terrifying because we got very close to alligators.
Oh, we did too. I loved it. It's so fast. The wind just whips in your hair.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you think you're about to go over land, and it's still water.
It's still water, but there's no water visible. Yeah, yeah. With all the lily pods and stuff. Lily pads. Yes. All right. Cool. Well, thanks again for joining me, guys.
Anytime.
We had so much fun.
I love a field trip. Like, grab me. Where are we going? Just Jiffy Lube? It's fine. I'll come.
And we have to keep an eye out on our YouTube for your program that has the zoo footage, right?
Yes, I'm so excited. So check out our Storytime Friends. We do different things each Tuesday at 11. Sometimes we sing songs about dogs and read books about dogs. Sometimes we talk about firemen, and then we get a video from the fire chief. And then for our zoo story time, you will get to see the clips from our trip to Wild Florida.
Very nice.
And so to see any of our story times, you just go to our YouTube page. So it's youtube.com/Osceola Library.
Yeah, and we have activity packs to go with our Storytime Friends program. So when you see the crafts that we do in the library, you can stop by the library and pick out some of the packs so that you can do the craft with us.
All right, very nice. Well, I guess since Josh isn't here, I have to do the whole ending by myself. So just remember that we love our listeners, and that's nonfiction, friends.
Bye-bye.